Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. It's that time of year, the time where senior photographers who run spokesmodel teams are recruiting models for the class of 2022. If you have had a model program before, you know all too well the process of finding models that not only fit your brand, but will be a good fit for you and your specific model program. If you're new to the model program, you might be wondering what this model recruitment is all about. As I've said many times on this podcast, on the Seniorology blog, and on social media, my model program is truly one of the best things I've done for my business. I believe in the power of a model program and what it can do for senior photographers. Part of having a program is picking models. This process can be both fun and a little stressful. It is so nice to meet so many young girls that want to be a part of a program, but making the decision of who to pick can be a little stressful. But with the tips I'm going to share in today's episode, I hope to help you get through the process of picking your senior models with ease. When I first started my program, I had to go out and find seniors to be spokesmodels. I called a friend of mine and asked who she knew that was the right age, got the names of four girls, and reached out to those girls to be a part of my team. From there, I grew my team each year, and the way I recruited models, from asking people to be a part of it to creating a process of applying, interviewing, and more. Before you start the recruitment process, it is important to define your ideal model. What personality traits does he or she have? Maybe your ideal model is only girls. Is your ideal model involved in certain activities, clubs, or sports? What style does she have? What is her reason for wanting to be a part of something like this? By sitting down, defining your ideal model, and asking yourself what exactly you are looking for, you will have a guide to help you find that person that will be right for your team. Without knowing exactly who you're looking for, you won't be able to find them. So don't skip over this step. Just like defining your ideal client so you know who to speak to in your marketing, social media, and more, defining your ideal model is just as important. After you've defined your ideal model, it's time to search for that person. So what is the process to recruiting models and how to pick the best ones for your team? Let's go through three tips to help you pick the right models. Number one, have an application. If you haven't already, you can grab my exact model team application, which has been updated, free from Seniorology.com to use in your own business. The application allows you to start to get to know those interested in being a part of your program. Asking the right questions will help you not only get to know those applying, but help you in making your decision of who to pick for your team. So what are the right questions? There are three parts of the application that I want to go over. The first is the basic information section. Next is the personal information section. And lastly, the parent section. The basic information section includes things such as the name, address, phone number, social media handles, name of high school, birthday, just general information about the person applying. The second section is where you dig a little deeper and ask questions that allow you to get to know the person applying. A combination of open-ended questions allowing your applicant to say as much as they want and multiple choice or short answer questions will give you a variety of information. Questions to ask are things such as, what are three words that describe you best? What are your hobbies or interests? What attracted you to the model program? Why do you feel you would be a good spokesmodel? How did you hear about this program? And more. A few key questions I like to ask are, number one, do your parents know you're applying to the model program? This is important because you want to make sure that all the parents are on the same page and understand what their child is applying to be a part of. Two, list any names of friends you think would be interested in applying. This is great so that you can reach out to the people listed, send them the info and link to the application so you can get more people to apply. And then number three, are you applying to be a model for another photographer? I ask this so that I know what I'm up against, or are they solely interested in my particular program? If they're applying to several different programs, they may be just trying to find whichever one they can get. It will tell you a lot of information that you can consider when making the decision of who to pick. The last section of the application is for the parents. I again feel this is so important to make sure the parents are part of the process. In the beginning of my program, I just assumed girls were letting their parents know, but that was not always the case. With the parent section, it not only lets them know a parent needs to be involved, but it tells me that a parent has at the very least read this application. So what do I ask the parents? Again, basic information, so I have their information to contact them if I need something, as well as information that tells me that they are truly informed about the program. I ask, do you give permission for your child to apply? I ask if they have read the information and understand there is a fee to be a part of the team. And I ask that if they understand that not everyone is chosen. I have them acknowledge all of this by initialing it and signing the application. So that way I know that the parents understand that there's a fee, that their child is applying, and that not every person will be chosen. A couple of bonus things to have on your application for your applicants is a place for them to add a photo. This allows you to see who the person is that's applying, put a face with the application, and a video. I added video in the last couple of years to my application because it is just another way that I can get to know the person applying. If they submit a video, I get to see a little glimpse into who they are and what their personality is like, and if it truly fits what they're saying to me on the application. As far as the video goes, just have them record a quick video telling you why they want to be a part of your program. That will give you a lot of information to who they are and why they are applying to be a part of your team. The second tip to helping you pick the right models for your team is to do your research. It is up to you to find out as much as you can about each applicant so that you are fully informed and can make the best decision possible. So what research can you do? Check out their social media. This will tell you so much about the person. Follow them and get to know them a little more through social media. Look at their photos, look at how they communicate on social media, and read the comments and their responses. This will give you a good idea of how they will handle themselves on social media and allow you to know whether they will use social media to market your brand. Another form of research you can do is to ask your current model team. They will have a different perspective and know the applicant in a different way than you. I like to get together with my current team and just talk to them, listen to what they have to say, and consider their opinions. I do not suggest that you make your decision solely based on their opinions, but simply consider what information they give you in addition to your own opinions and the information you have from the application and more. The third tip to picking the right models for your team is meeting applicants in person. I absolutely love the application and feel it is such an important part of this process, but it only gives you one piece of the puzzle. Meeting each applicant in person is where you can put together the info from the application, the info from doing your research with the actual person. This is where you can see how they interact with you, if you mesh well together, and if the information given on the application actually fits the real person. I host a model info night for applicants to not only give me a chance to meet each person, but to give them a chance to meet me as well. I also require a parent to come to this event so I can get to know the parent as well. You will be spending a lot of time with your model team, and you want to make sure that you get along with the models you choose, but also that the parent is supportive. I mean, let's be honest, a parent can make or break a situation, and you want to make sure not only that the models are a good fit, but that the parent is too. Be sure to watch how the applicants mesh well together at this event. Again, you're trying to put together a team of seniors who will get along, support each other, and support you and your brand. With COVID, you may have to meet over Zoom, but no matter how you have to do it, make sure to meet each applicant. It will help you so much in the decision-making process. If you want more information on hosting a model info night, I have an entire podcast episode all about hosting this type of event. It's episode 23, and you can listen to it by going to seniorology.com/episode-23. Even with the application, research, and meeting applicants in person, there is one more thing you should consider, and that is your gut. What is your feeling about each person? Trust your feeling and trust the information you gathered with the three tips above. Ask yourself the following questions. Is this person a good representation of my brand? Is this person my ideal client? Do I feel this person would be a good fit for my team? Do I feel this person will not only get along well with me, but the other members of the team? And lastly, will this person participate and do the things required to be a part of my team? If you answered all those questions, then that is the right person for your team. But with all the information you gather and this three-step process, the most important thing you can do is trust your own instinct. Remember, this is your business and this is your decision. Make sure you consider who fits in well with your brand, who you think will participate, because the more they participate, the more they will get out of your program, and who fits your ideal client persona. You want a team of models that represent who your ideal senior client is. Your team will be representing you, your business, and your brand, not only on social media, but also in their communities and school. Choosing models for your team is part of the process. Each year, you'll gain more confidence in your decision, and you'll be able to pick the right members of your team. With the tips I've given you and your own instincts, you will be able to pick the model team that is right for you and your business. I would love to hear from you about how you go about picking right models for your team. Join the conversation inside the Seniorology community on Facebook. And don't forget, if you need an application to help you through the process of finding the right models, be sure to download my free model application at seniorology.com/model-app-freebie. Let me know how you're using this application to help you in your own model team search. Post a pic on social, tag Seniorology, and I will be sure to feature it on our story. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's episode, and I'll be back next week with an all-new episode you won't want to miss. Thanks, guys. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology podcast.